Okay, everybody, inside today's daf mem test, we're holding the third line from the top of the omelet. We've been speaking about the mitzvah of a nisuch hamayim. And as you recall, we learned yesterday that the nisuch hamayim was accomplished on the left-hand side of the mizbeach. That when the kohen would go up the ramp, he would go to the left side, to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, where there were two safalim, two basins. These two basins were shaped somewhat like a funnel, so that when you went and poured the wine and into the water into those two basins respectively, there was a hole like you have at the end of every funnel, and then the water and the wine would go and pour out onto the mizbeach itself. And on the mizbeach itself, there was somewhere a hole where all of the water and the wine that had previously accumulated on the mizbeach would flow through that hole, would go underneath the mizbeach. And as we'll see in the Gemara today, there's going to be a machlokes. How far down did the wine and did the water drain? Did it go all the way down to the tahoin, that means the core of the earth, or did it go immediately below the mizbeach into a cavity? As we'll see. Yes, Barry.
You're describing the basins as being detached from the mizbeach, and then they poured from the bottom of the basin onto the mizbeach. Is that how it went?
Let's take a look at the Rashi on the top of Memches Amid Beis. Rashi Memches Amid Beis. The Mishnah had already described, in fact, back on Memches Amid Aleph on the bottom, it said that they were two basins, two safolim, either shel kesef, shel sid. Where were they? They were on that southwestern corner. And then it says, umnukavim, they had holes, top of memches amet beis, kimin shnei choitmen dakin. They had like two choitmen, like two nostrils that a person has in his nose. They were not the same size. Echad mu'uva, one of them was thicker, the echad dak, and the other one was thinner. Kedeshu shneim kol b'basachas, so that when the water and when the wine poured down through those two holes, they would go and they would end at the same time. Now look at the top Rashi. Kmei shnei choitim dakim, choitim echad b'seifel, one choitim to each of the two safalim, the neck of echad b'choitmai, and there was a hole at the end of that funnel shape on the bottom of each safal. V'hakoyin ma'ara b'tfi ha'safalim, and the koyin would go and pour into the top of the safal. V'hanisochim mekalchim the yordim, and now the two nisuchs, the nisuch hayayim v'hamayim, they would go and drain down derech ha'choitmin through those funnel-like shape on the bottom of the seifel, al gav hamizbeach, onto the roof or onto the top of the mizbeach, mizbeach hoyin nekev, and in the mizbeach itself there was a hole, doesn't say exactly where the hole was, sheboy hamayim vayayin yordin, from or through which the water and the wine would then flow, l'shitin shol mizbeach, through what's called the shittim, show you amukim v'chalulim oid, which were very, very, very deep. Now, how deep? You're welcome. How deep they were, Mi'at Hashem, we're going to discuss at greater length here on the Amud Aleph.
So the wine and the water mixed on top of the mizbeach before descending into the shittim.
Not only that. We're going to learn on the Amud Beis so that the mizbeach should look nice and full of that wine and of that water. They would stop up. They would have put a stopper into the hole which was on the mizbeach and let the wine and water accumulate on the top of the mizbeach, so that everybody should see, oh, the mizbeach is full of this great bounty of all the wine. And it sounds like not only on Sukkot, but even throughout the year, when they would go and pour the wine through the nisach hayayin, they would let that wine settle a little bit on top of the mizbeach, perhaps the waiter for even more kabanos. The Gemara is going to describe it to show as if the mizbeach was shikr, as if it had a huge bounty of wine, so much that it was almost like intoxicated.
We'll see that. The top of the mizbeach is flat.
Mm-hmm.
then wouldn't it just pour over the sides? I mean, it's the physics of it is what's challenging me in my imagination.
Presumably, there is at some point some
percent of a pitch or depth.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, is this the size of the mezbeach?
It's a little bit larger. This is just a model. The mezbeach itself was about as size as this room or more. We're talking about 32 by 32 amos, which is 64 by 64 feet. That's quite a feat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, means an empty space.
I'm sorry, once again.
Halulim.
Halulim means empty. Correct. Hollow.
Hollow.
Good.
The
Rashi here. The we haven't even started today's daf. This is all intended to be hagdama to prepare ourselves to understand the daf. So, getting to today's daf. Daf mem tes omer aleph omer rav b'chana omer b'yechanan. Shitin misheshes imei bereshes nibru. The shitin that we're talking about, through which the wine and the water would drain down below. The down below, according to Rabbi Bachana Omer Yechon, goes all the way down below to the tahoim, to the core of the earth. Shitin misheshes imei bereshes on the top of Memtes Omer Aleph 49a, on the third, fourth line from the top. So yeah, these were created mishesh meibreshes by Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, it's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. As you all know, Shir HaShirim was written in the form of a love song between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's written in a very esoteric manner and shows you the very great love that Kodesh Baruch Hu has for us. So it says in the pasuk, Hamuke Yirechayich. The Chamukah means you're hidden. Yerechayach thighs, k'moy chaloyim, are like jewels. Masi de aman, that were manufactured by a craftsman. And the Gemara darshins, what is this referring to? Chamukah yerechayach elu hashitin. This is referring to those shitin, to those draining pipes, if you will, that go down from the mizbeach to down below. The k'moy chaloyim. Although chaloyim means jewels, the Gemara darshins the word chaloyim shemechulalim, that they're hollow, the yarden, and they go all the way down ada tahoim until the core of the earth. Masi yedei aman, that's the work of a craftsman. Who is that craftsman? Is a masi yedei umnasai sheva kodesh baruch hu kodesh baruch hu bechvoidu v'atzmai. He is the one that created these shittim. So much so. The Tanah of Rabbi Shmuel, in the very first word of the Torah, it says, "Bereishis, I'll take it. Bereishis, elabora shis." HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these two shittim. But the reason why the Gemara, if you will, focuses or emphasizes this, because as we'll see a little bit further down the Amud, there's one man the Amud that says David HaMelech created them beneath the Beis HaMikdash, beneath the Mizbeach. And these are not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time, for the times of Maaseh Bereishis, but from the times of David HaMelech. However, this is not the way this man the Amud learned. He learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created himself. Continuing on, another similar braisa, Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer, Shitin Mechulolim V'Yordim Ad Tohoim. Like we just said, goes all the way down. Shenema, Oshira No Lididi Shiras Doidi LeKarmoy, Kerem Hoyo Lididi BeKerem Beis Shomen, VaYazkeyu VaYisakleyu VaYitiehu Soirek, VaYiben Migdal BeSoichoy VeGam Yekev Chotzav Bay. The pasuk on the surface is a pasuk in Yeshaya, and Yeshaya Novi is speaking on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing his great dismay with how Klal Yisrael is acting. Says Yeshaya Novi in the name of Hashem, Ashira no lididi. Rashi says, Ashira no, I'm going to sing now, I'm going to express my nevuah now, lididi, on behalf of my friend, on behalf of the friend being the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Kaviyoch, just like we say in El, Ani ledoidi ledoidi li, I am to my beloved. So here too he's expressing on behalf of Yidid, on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiras doidi lekarmoy. That Ani ledoidi ledoidi li, the Shira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his lament about his kerem. The kerem over here, of course, means the vineyard, but in this connection over here, the vineyard means Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and raised Klal Yisrael like a beautiful kerem. and gave it every opportunity to succeed. Kerem Hoyli Didid, Kadosh Baruch Hu created and planted this Kerem, the Kerem Ben Shaman, in a very, very fertile place. Rashi says Kerem Ben Shaman means in Eretz Yisrael, which is more fertile than all the other nations of the world, all the other lands of the world. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to make sure that this would really survive, Vayaskeyu, he put up this huge wall or fence around the Kerem, around the vineyard, Vayisakleyu, and he removed all of the stones that impede the growth of the Kerem, Vayiteyu Soirek. Rashi explained it to you, Soirek means that instead of just taking a vine and placing it underground and to graft it that way and to start a new Kerem, Kadosh Baruch Hu took the grape seeds and went and planted it, so it should have the maximum success and production. It should really produce well. But even Migdal Nesoichai, and then he built a huge tower there in the Kerem, the Gam Yekev Chotzer Boy, and he even went and carved out and dug out a Yekev, a winery, a wine vat, in the middle of this Kerem. Now that's the Psukim. What the Gemara left out is that right after that, the last five words of the Pasuk are, Vayikav Lasis Anovim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hoping that with all of the effort that he put into this Kerem, that it would go and produce Anovim, beautiful, beautiful grapes, Vayas B'ushim. Unfortunately, it only produced sour grapes. Now, that is the Parshat Pshat in the Pasuk. In terms of the message of the Pasuk, Rashi explains it in a little bit greater detail, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klai Yisrael, gave them every opportunity to succeed, gave them Eretz Yisrael. Vayaskeyu was referring to not only a fence around the Kerem, but he built for them Orem Betzurais Mukafis Lasayim V'Riach, beautiful fortified cities which were fortified to the hilt. Vayisakleyu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed all of the impeding Umay Sa'olam, the seven Amimim that were in Eretz Yisrael, and moved them out. Why? So that they should not cause Klal Yisrael to sin. They shouldn't be an evil influence. And Kadosh Baruch Hu went single-handedly and went and planted Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael with good Shiroshim, with good roots, and built then the Beis HaMikdash in that place. And in the Beis HaMikdash he built the Migdal Ois, the Migdal, the Mizbeach, where you're going to bring all of the Kabbalahs. That's even Migdal Nesoichai. The Gam Yekev Chotzer Boy is referring to the boyer, the cavity immediately beneath the Mizbeach, where the wine of the Nisach HaMayim, of the Nisach HaYayin, and the water of the Nisach HaMayim would drain through. So therefore, this is the totality of what the Pasuk is telling us. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu was hoping that with all of these incentives and rewards and goodness, that Klal Yisrael would go and obey the mitzvahs and perform the mitzvahs. But instead of making an oven, making these beautiful grapes, Vayas B'ushim, they made sour grapes. In other words, they sinned. That's Yeshaya Novi giving Musar and telling Nebuah to Klal Yisrael about their bad actions. So now, why did we bring this whole pasuk? So the Gemara now quotes from the final part of the pasuk. Vayitzeyu soirek sebeis hamikdash. Kadosh Baruch Hu went and put down the seeds of his foundation of his home, of the Shechina in this world, the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'even migdal besoichei zeh mizbeach, because the mizbeach was like a tower, in a sense, it was like a wedding cake where it keeps on getting indented or receded as it goes higher and higher, so like a tower. And the gamyek of chotzeboy elashitin is the shitin lamata underneath the mizbech. So once again, we see that Rabbi Yossi agrees to the previous brisa that the shitin comes from sheshes mevreishes. Actually, it wasn't the brisa before; it was Rabbi Yochanan. But the brisa Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the brisa that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the shitin underneath the mizbech, going all the way down to the tohen. However, now we'll have a dissenting opinion, and that of Rav Lozber of Tzadik. Tanya Rav Lozber of Tzadik. Lu katan hoya ben kevesh la mizbeach b'marovoy shel kevesh v'achas l'shim v'mishana pirchei kohuna yordan l'sham u'melakten misham yayin korush shedoyma l'igulei dreyel v'veila. What is the Gemara telling us? Lozber of Tzadik says that the shittim that were there did not go all the way down to the tahoim, but rather they just went underneath the mizbech. Underneath the mizbech there was this large cavity, this large room, if you will, which was empty, into which would drain the wine throughout the year, and the water through sukkahs, and it would accumulate. Of course, over time, that wine would, to a very large extent, would evaporate, especially the water, and in fact it would congeal. And it would congeal until it became what Gemara calls yayin korush, large blocks of these, of this congealed wine, and it had to be cleaned out from time to time. Because if you're going to leave it there forever and ever, eventually there's not going to be any more room for any more drainage of the wine and the water. So that's why you had these pirchei kahuna going down. Exactly where this was located is the subject of a machlokes among the Rishonim. But the way Rashi learns pshat, as we know, between the kevesh and between the mizbeach, there was a very thin space. And the Gemara Maseches Zvachim tells us the reason why there was that thin space was because it says in the pasuk, "Yosisa oileisecha habosar bihadam," and we learn that "ma dam bezrika af bosar bezrika." Just like the dam, how did the dam get onto the sides of the mizbeach? By zrika, by someone going and shooting it, by sprinkling it, depending on the carbon. Af bosar, the same thing. Also bezrika, you got to go and shoot it. Now, what means to go and shoot it? If the kevesh and the mizbeach were attached to one another without any space, so presumably the kahanim that got the mitzvah of taking they won the pious to take the evarim to the kevesh, they would take it not only to the kevesh, but they would go all the way up to the top of the mizbeach. But since there was this space, not that you couldn't jump over the space was very, very thin space, but it was big enough to act as a barrier, at least a spiritual barrier, to tell people, no, Adkan, don't go further. And therefore, how did they go and put the Evorim or the Aymrun on the Mizbeach? They would go and throw them from the Kevesh onto the Marocha in the middle of the Mizbeach. And there was always a Kohen there on the Mizbeach itself to help out, to make sure that if the Kohen was not such a good pitcher, then he would go and take it from there.
But the pitcher from the Kevesh, or he left the pitcher right in front of the Marocha?
He threw it from the Kevesh.
All the Kevesh.
Now, whether it reached the Maroch or not, or whether it reached the hands of the Kohen, or just came down on the Mizbeach and the Kohen would help it out, we'd have to look back at Zvachim to get into greater detail. But the person on the Kevesh would go and throw it over that space. And that's the reason, how did he know that he had to throw it? From the Dam Mizrika, Basa Mizrika. And that's what that what space was. If you want, we can take a quick look at the Rashi. Oh, Shlomo has a point all the way from Eretz Yisrael. Yes, Shlomo.
Point to make. We've been talking about the wine congealing.
Yes.
Basically, every 70 years. You should know that the water in the lime is hard water. It's just sticking in the pipes here, too. It's probably because of the rock formations here. This is probably... They probably have to clear that area too.
So the water also, which congealed to a certain extent.
There's less mineral deposits.
It's in the pipe. The plumbers talk about it. It's a known fact here.
I see. Okay. Good. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
We have collagen.
We have what?
The collagen man.
We have the collagen man who does the cleaning out of the pipes.
Softens
the water. Aha. Okay. That's Brother Shai. It's officially Brother Shai told us. Okay, anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so let's just finish the thought of the Gemara and then we'll look at the Rashi. So now, as you know, the Mizbeach was at its maximum 32 by 32, so it means 32 in the width and 32 in the length, and the ramp that came up towards the southern side of the Mizbeach was 16 wide. So therefore there was 8 empty space on the right, 8 empty space on the left, 16 down the middle. And from Rashi, it's mashma, where exactly was this lul that we're talking about? That in the space that you had between the Mizbeach and the Kevesh, the right 8 amos of the Kevesh, which normally is where people would go up the Kevesh to go to the top, and then to go around on the Sovit, to go around the Mizbeach, that was probably just a here breadth between the Mizbeach and the Kepesh.
Yeah.
The left 8 Amas, which is what we're focusing on, because that's the one that's closer to the south, the western corner of the Mizbeach, at some point in that 8 Amas, they expanded the space between the Mizbeach and the Kepesh, and they expanded it large enough that it should be like a little cotton, like a little skylight, like a little trap door.
Where was this?
From the way it's Masha from Rashi, this is the Kevish, of
yes.
course. We have this line, there's
yes.
actually a space yeah. over here.
Where
and
this hole?
The hole would be in this corner over here. Part of this whole thing is 16, so from the middle point to the right is all so
eight
Amas. That wasn't touched. From the middle point to the left, in these 8 Amas, in that ear space between the Mizbeach and the Kevish, it was expanded so that it wasn't just a hair breadth, but in fact, at one point, it had to be a couple of Tvachim or more to allow for a little Pirchei Kuna, yonks of the Kuna, to be able to climb down like a chute, climb down, go down below, and cut up and bring the Yain Kurdish up to be removed and to be burnt, as we will see. So, looking at the Lashon of the Gemara and going back to the Rashi, or seeing the Rashi in a moment, Tanya, 6 lines in the bottom, Umra Blood Tzadik, a little cotton hoya, like a small shoot, Bein Kevish Lemizbeach, in between the Kevish and the Mizbeach, Bein Marobish of Kevish on the left hand side, the western side of the Kevish, the Achas, the Shim Mishana, once every 70 years, Pirche Kuna, Yordan Lisham, and they would go and climb down that shoot. Umalak the Misham, the Yayin Kurish, and they would collect together the Yayin Kurish. Shadoim Ligulit Vela, it was like pressed figs. Well, boy in the Serf and Oizbekush, and they would bring it up, and they would burn it Bakodesh in the Azorish. Nemar, Bakodesh, Hasech, Nesech, Shecher, Lahashem. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi is Lul. It's almost halfway down the wide lines of the Rashi. Almost halfway down the wide lines over here, low.
Where is it?
Here. Low is an Aruba. Aruba usually they mean is a skylight in the ceiling. Here, Aruba is this trap door, if you will, this some sort of door opening. I'm sorry.
It's a chicken coop.
A chicken coop? Okay. That's a Lul Sultani Goyim.
Right.
That's not the same Lul over here. It could be it's from the same etymology, from the same origins. Anyway, a little arubashi milmalu lamata that goes downwards. In other words, it's not a window in the wall which would be vertical, it's horizontal, where it's in between the kevish and the mizbeach. And explains Rashi ben kevish and mizbeach, ha kevish orkei lamed beis, who is 32 width. Umishapeya ba'oile tes amois. So we're saying that the kevish, the length of the kevish from down below till up above, was also 32, just like the Mizbeach was 32 by 32, the Kevish itself was also the length of 32 Amos. And it is, of course, at an angle, like all ramps are at an angle. And finally, it gets all the way up to 9 Amos to the top of the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach was 9 Amos tall. We think of the Mizbeach as being 10 Amos tall, because we're adding the Keren on the four corners, and each one of those was an additional Amos. But the flat top of the Mizbeach was 9. Exactly. Ad Shavu Mizbeach. Lo Yerosha Mechubu Mizbeach. They didn't actually touch each other. Al Avim Ma'at. There was a little bit of space. Mafsik Ben Time. Kino Mizbachim. How do we know? Vasisar Mizbeach Abasar Be'adam. Dash Limar Madam Mizrika. Just like the dam, you did the Srika Saddam by throwing the blood. Abasar Mizrika. You threw the basar. Holamadata Avi Yesh Ben Kevish Mizbeach. That there is a space. Vasisar Avi Korui, and that space is called Ben Kevish Lamizbeach, like you would expect it to be called. That space between the Kevish Lamizbeach. The Lul Hoya Ba'oisei Avir, in that Avir itself, there was like a spring door, a trap door, a, you want to call it a chicken coop, a chute that was Ba'oisei Avir, Bimarobe Shel Kevish, on the western side of the Kevish, in other words, the left side, Bishmoinam Amois Marobis Shel Kevish. That's the 8 Amos, because Ya Kevish, Rochbay, Tezainam, in Mizrach Lamar. The whole thing was wide, 16 Amos. So this is on the left hand side, in the 8 Amos on the western side. Ba'oisei Chalal. And now that hole, Shemesachim Yordan Lesoichoi, where the Nesachim would go down below, where they would drain. Sheinasim Bedroimis Marobishul Mizbeach, as we said yesterday, the two Safolim are both on the southwestern side. Now, Umukav arba machitzais ad karki isoy. So now this lul was mukav, it had around it four walls ad karki isoy until it reached down below. So it's like a real chute, like a chute where you throw down the mail. Here you don't throw, but you have the children, birche kahuna, climbing down. The karki isoy shul ritzbas shayich, shayish, down below where you get to that cavity underneath the mizbeach. It was the ritzbah, the ground was shayish, was made out of marble, and therefore the wine doesn't get absorbed into the earth, because there's no earth, it's marble. And all the nischachim of the whole year, they accumulate there, as well as the water during Sukkot. And Shlomo has pointed out, and those waters don't evaporate easily because they have all the minerals in them. And as Brother Shai pointed out, they don't have the benefit of the kolag in them. Vaitana lesle show you shitin yarda ad tohaim. He doesn't hold that the shitin went all the way down to the core of the earth, never to be seen again, but rather, in fact, it accumulated in that room down below, underneath the mizbech. Rachamin lekamon, the less lay, Hitaka disagrees. Upalagad Rabbanan, this is Rabblod and Bratzadik that disagrees with Rabbanan. Who are the Pirche Kahuna? Says Rashi, Yelodim Kahanim, youngsters among the Kahanim. Yain Korish, Shenefash Vinikrash, over time it's congealed. And now we're going to go and take the congealed wine and we're going to bring it up. Mesorven Oisid Bikdusha, says Rashi, Bamokim Kodish Bazar, in a particular place where they burned it in the Azar. Somebody is on, somebody please mute yourselves because we hear you. Says Yimara, so Oisorven Oisid Bikdusha, Bamokim Kodish Bazar, Matoicha Shitin Moitzian Oisai, and now they remove it from that Shitin area down below. Shlo Yismalu Hashitim and Asachim Shokol Kamara Tzibur Vayochit. All kabbalas that were brought every single day in the base of English required nesachim niske yayin. Chatzav the Oshem did not have, and according to some of the farshim, there were a couple of other kabbalas, but in general, all the oilos and all the shlomim all had niske yayin. On Sukkot, the tumid shel shachar also had the nisach hamayim. Anyway, so all of that wine accumulated, you gotta go and burn it. It still has an Isra No. We'll talk about the Isra No on the Amid days. Why there is, we'll see.
Yeah, that's
don't be nervous. Mitch, I mean, we're gonna address it. The Kodeshu is Kodesh. And therefore, you gotta go and burn it. Shneva Bakodesh Haseich Hikish Sreifa Lenisuchoi. That's gotta be the Bakodesh. So getting back to Imar.
So the one who held the Shisim went all the way to the home. We never had this, periodic emptying out. It just
you didn't have the shoot, and you didn't have the children going down, okay. And they didn't bring it up. There was nothing to bring up. There was nowhere to bring it up from. They didn't burn it. All of this is non-existent according to
Rabbi. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Shneva b'kodesh haseich nesach sheikh lashem. Now, where does it say in this pasuk that you have to go and burn it? It just says b'kodesh in the kodesh the azara haseich nesach. You got to go and pour. According to one man, the Yomar, back in the Sechtes Tanis, because of the double lashon Hasech Nesach, that's a remez to the Nisach Hamayim. Hasech is the normal Nisach Hayayim, Nesach is the Nisach Hamayim. Sheikha Lashem, it becomes like Sheikha, like beer. The Gemara is going to describe what does that mean, like Sheikha, a little bit further down on the Amid base. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, Kishem, on to the Amid base, Kishem Shini Suchai Bek Dusha, just like the Nisach Hayayim took place in the Kodesh in the Azara. When we brought up the congealed wine once every 70 years through the Kindalach, it had to be burned in the Kodesh itself, in the Azara. Right, Timur, my mashma. Where is there any reference to Sreifa? It only talks about Bakodesh, Hasech, Nesech, Sheikh Hashem. It talks about the Nisuch. It doesn't say anything about Sreifa. It says, Omer Avinu, Asi Kodesh, Kodesh, I have Exereshel. Ksiv Hocha, Bakodesh, Hasech, Nesech. It says Bakodesh. Uksiv Hosem, Visaraftes, Anoisar, Boesh, Lo Yoichalki, Kodeshu. It says Kodesh about the Noiser, and therefore I learned Kodesh, Kodesh one from the other, and just like the Nisuch of the first Kodesh, Hasech Nesech, was Bakodesh, the Seraph, the Sanoiser, Ki Kodeshu, is also Bakodesh. Kodesh Kodesh, that the Sreifa also takes place by Kodesh inside the Azar. This is, by the way, only referring to the Kodshei Kodeshim, because Kodshim Kalim that can be eaten outside the Azara, if you ever had Noiser in Yerushalayim, you didn't have to go and bring your Noiser into the Beis Hamikdash to go and be burned. But rather, you burned it wherever you were. Hopefully you didn't leave any Noiser, but if you had Noiser left over, you had to go and burn it, you burned it in Yerushalayim. Whether you could use the Eitzim, the Marocha, we had a discussion about that back, I believe, in Pesachim, or back in Kodshim. But bottom line is that it had to be burned in the Azara, just like the Noiser of the Karbonois, which are Kodshei Kodeshim, like the Chatas and the Osham. If the Kehanim could not finish it in time, so now you had Noiser, you burned it by Kodesh inside the Azara, so too you burned the congealed wine inside the Azara. Fine. Zokti bar kiman az lohod nan. According to whom does the following Mishnah go? So Mishnah Mesechtes Me'ila. Nesachim batchila me'alim bahen. Before you pour the Nesachim down through the pipes, there's a din of Me'ila. It has a Kedusha. The Nesachim were in Klei Shareis. They are part of the Avoida. So if you were to go and siphon off some of that wine and drink it, you'd be Chas Hashem, you'd be Moil, and you'd have to bring a Korban Hashem Me'ilais. However, your Lishitim, once they went through the Shitim, ain't Me'ala then. There's no Me'ila any longer. And you remember Barry said a moment ago, the reason is because ain't Lechadobah Shanaas Mitzvosoi Umay'alim Boy. Once you accomplished what you set out to do, we're done. There's no din of Me'ila anymore. And so therefore, once they go into the Shita, ain't Me'ala then. So says the Gemara, who is the Tana of this Mishnah? Lema Reb Lozer Reb Tzadiki, L'chayre goes according to Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik, that the wine had a cavity underneath the Mizbeach in which it could accumulate and eventually congeal. The Rabbanan, Hanachsulah L'tahayim, how could you even be talking about having Hanoah from wine that when he went through the Shittim? The only way that you'd be able to get there is if you could go and take a submarine that would go all the way down to the middle, to the core of the earth, which is thousands of miles down. And that's, of course, an impossibility. So, Ibazoi, why are you talking about Hilchas L'Mashicha, things which are non-existent possibilities? Says, no. That Mishnah could go according to Rabbanan as well. It's talking about Bidi Iklat. As you know, in Eretz Yisrael they have a Misrat HaKlita. So what it means of the Iklat, so if you look at the fourth line of the Rashi, in the middle of the line, the Iklat, Im Tola Kli B'Toich HaShitin V'Kibel. What happens if someone made some sort of subterranean tunnel underneath the Mizbeach, where the water and the wine would drain all the way down to the Tohim, and he would put a Kli there, down below, so that some of the wine, instead of going all the way down at the time, it would go into his kli, his receptacle. Now, why anybody would want to do that is beyond me, but at least theoretically, someone could possibly do something like that. So if he were able to go and get hold of that wine before it was able to flow all the way down, by inserting that kli to be collate, to absorb, not really to absorb, but to receive the wine that is draining down below, before it got to the time, says the Mishnah, it wouldn't be a din of me. Okay, so no raya that the Mishnah is blessed. Sorry, it could theoretically go like the Rabban as well. The Ikadiyami, in fact, there was another version that just the opposite. Lame Rabban and evil lawyer, blessed Rab Tzadik, that it only goes according to Rabban, and not blessed Rab Tzadik. The Rab blessed Rab Tzadik, Akati Mikhtujur Sayu Kaimi, even after the wine spills down through the Shitin, down to that cavity, that room, that chamber below the Mizbeach, it still retains its Kedusha. Why does it retain its Kedusha? Explains Rashi. Because since there is a mitzvah to go and burn this wine after it congeals, so the mitzvah... Exactly. It's not that the mitzvah has gone, poof, we're done. Nasa mitzvah. There's still more mitzvahs to be accomplished with this wine, and that is, within 70 years, we're going to go and remove it, and we're going to go and burn it. And therefore, it's not Nasa's mitzvah. And according to Blood Reb Tzadik, this should continue to be a din of Me'ila. So the Chor is only according to Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, I don't do anything with that wine afterwards. It's going to go all the way down to Hoyim, never to be seen again. Talk to you about Nishkarai. I feel the same with Blood Reb Tzadik as well. Since the primary principal mitzvah is the nisach hayayin, even though there is a residuary, there's a remainder mitzvah of burning it, but that's already considered to be to pale by comparison to the major mitzvah of the yayin of the nisach. That's been accomplished. Even a blood Reb Tzadik would agree that once it's been poured out, even though there is a remaining mitzvah, is no longer a din of milah. So therefore you have no raya either way as to who is the author of that mishnah. Amr Shlachish, this manch v'naschem yayin al gam b'mizbeach. We spoke about this briefly on the Omid Aleph, that when you did the Nisach HaYayin, they would go and stop up. There were stoppers that would fill the holes through which the wine would drain. Because we want to be Mekayim, it says in the part of HaKodesh, HaSeich Nesach Sheichar LaHashem. The Sheichar is like beer. My Mashma, Amra Papa, Sheichar Loshin Shtia, Loshin Sevia, Loshin Shikrus. That Sheikhar comes to tell you that the Mizbeach is now so full of wine, we want to go and show off. It's as if the Mizbeach, so to speak, was intoxicated. That's how much wine poured out on the Mizbeach, because there were so many kabbats. It's just like, as you know, during the Aliyah the Regel, they would go and show all the Yidin, look how much ash has accumulated on the Maroch, on the Mizbeach. A huge amount. The Gemara says the Derech Guzma, one time there was 300 koir, huge barg, a huge mountain of ash accumulated, to go and say, Ruchi baschem lefnei hamokam, look how all the yin baruch Hashem ben rakaim the mitzvah bring the oilas re'iyah, shalmei chagiga, shalmei simcha, and in the dormant adoves, wow, look at this mountain. So the same thing, they wanted to go and show how the Mizbeach, in a sense, with shikr, so much wine has accumulated. Now, our Gemara uses sheikh, lashon shtia, lashon sviya, lashon shikras. Shtia, of course, means to drink. Sviya means that it's satiated, satisfied. And shikras, of course, means that it's shikr, intoxicated. However, Rashi has a slightly different gear. So, Rashi apparently didn't have lashon shtia and lashon sviya. If you look at Rashi, sheikhar, it's about two or three lines higher. Sheikhas is Rashi. Lashon shikras, the simcha, Unesicha. Shikras, of course, means it's intoxicated. Shikr, simcha, full of joy and happiness. Unesicha means like nobility or aristocracy, like a nesich. And therefore, it's telling us, oh, look how beautiful it is, a mizbeach full of wine. But they only left it there for doesn't say for how long, but eventually they took out the stoppers, and then, of course, the wine went through the hold down below.
Well, Papa should know he was a brewer.
That's how we knew about the Sheikh. Okay. Amra Papa, Shema Mina. We see from this, Kisava Inish Chamra Migroine Sava. When a person has a no from drinking wine, what's the ikar sevia, the ikar being satiated? It's Migroine, it's from the vocal cords, from his throat. Sevia, that's where he gets his sevia. What do you mean with that? So Rashi tells us, we'll see the Rashi in a moment, when a person eats, he usually... When do I say that he is satisfied? When his stomach is full. Says Rapapa, the satiation that you have from drinking wine is not from the stomach, it's from the throat. And in fact, the ikra no is when you take large gulps at one time and it goes from the throat. Ah, geschmack. Mashenkin, a person who drinks wine, sabislach, a little sip, he doesn't really get that full satisfaction of the wine. If you look at the Rashi, Migroine Soveya, three or four or five lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. So Dash Migroine Soveya, from the throat he has his sphere, he has his satisfaction. He takes large gulps, he takes them, there's large shots of wine. The Goroin is Molehu, from that he's Masbiya, from that he has his sphere. Not from drinking a lot. That what shemachnas harbe yain b'meyav al yedei legimoy stakoyf, not by drinking small amounts slowly but surely until he's accumulated a lot in his stomach. That's not the ikar satisfaction. They're not like food items. Shoyva shalehem ba the milui keres. There, a person is satisfied when he's able to patch his belly and say, "Ah, that was delicious," and his stomach is now full. That's not how you get your satisfaction from drinking wine. Amar Rava, and therefore Rava, back to the Gemara, says similarly, Tumer Rabbana Tamar Chacham, to learn the fish lechamra, who is generally poor and therefore cannot afford a lot of wine, if he wants to be satisfied with a little wine that he drinks, like Magmoy, he should do like Rav Papa said, and drink it in big gulps, 1, 2, 3, instead of little sips, and then he gets the major satisfaction from the wine. Rava Akasa de Brachasa, when he had a Koisha Bracha, for instance, at the end of benching, Agma Gimui, he takatid it like that he drank it in large gulps to have, Rashi said, Mishum Chaviva Samitzvah, to go and show, oh, I'm so happy, I'm so thankful he gave me this mitzvah, and therefore he wanted to have the maximum satisfaction, not that he himself should be satisfied, but to show his chibah mitzvah. Okay, from here, from Dorish Rava, we're going to get into some agadata, and the reason for this agadata, Dorish Rava Maidach Sev Mayofu Pamayach Ban Olam, is because this is the beginning of the pasuk that we quoted at the beginning of today's daf. If you remember back on the Omer Aleph, we quoted about the Chamuke Yerechayich Kemoi Chaloim Masi Yedei Oman. That's the second part of this pasuk. If you look at number 3 in our Gemaras in the Torah Or HaSholem, Mayofu Pamayach Bana Olam Bas Nadiv, we didn't darshan that until now. We only darshan the Chamuke Yerechayich Kemoi Chaloim Masi Yedei Oman. So now, says Rabbi, let's darshan the first part of the pasuk. Mayofu Pamayach Bana Olam. The Gemara explains the word pamayach means like your footsteps, bana olim, in your shoes. How beautiful your pamayach, your footsteps are in the shoes. This is again, remember, this is part of Shir HaShirim, part of that love song between the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, and Klal Yisrael. Bas Nadif, what does this mean? Mayofu pamayach seyen shal Yisrael, v'sho'a sho'olim l'regel. The Gemara is interpreting the word na'olim as if it's aliyah l'regel. How beautiful are the footsteps of the Jews as they are being oil the regal up to the Beis Hamikdash 3 times a year, Bas Nadiv, Bitishal Avraham Avinu. In that sense, the way they're going with such a tshuka, with such a nedivas halev, that they want to go up to Eretz Yisrael, they are following the footsteps of their Elta Zayda Avraham Avinu. Shenikra Nadiv, he's also called Nadiv Shenema Nadivi Amne Safu Amalaki Avraham. The Divi Amram related to Avram, so you see, Avram has a title in the Div. Afraid to Yomara, if we want to go and say something nice, extolling the virtues of Klal Yisrael, the being Oil the Regel, why only referring to Avram Avinu? Let's refer to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Afraid to Yomara, Ake Avram, Ake Yitzchak and Yaakov. Elake Avram, Shoy Yitzchil Legeirim. We want to go and extol the virtues of Klal Yisrael and be Medama and make a parallel to Avram Avinu. That what means he was Tchil Legerim, says Rashi, Benidvas Libar Lehiskayer. His own leiv motivated him to go and come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu until he became the first Jew, he became the first Ger, if you will. And therefore the Gemara is telling us, similarly, Klal Yisrael, they also have that same desire to be close to Hashem, and that's why they're all going en masse to the Beis HaMikdash to be close to the Shechinah. Now we continue the same passage again. Chamuki rechayich, lama nimshul divrei toira kiyarech. The Gemara is saying the Chamuki rechayich is now not referring to the Mizbeach like we had on the Amud Aleph. And the reason why, I don't think I mentioned it, but the reason why the Gemara said Chamuki rechayich is referring to the Mizbeach and the Shitin down below is because we have in the Pasuk also al yerech ha-Mizbeach. Yerech Mizbeach is the Yesoid, the side of the Mizbeach is called Yerech. The Chamuki Yerechayich is a subtle reference to the Mizbeach, and here too it's a reference to the Torah. Chamuki Yerechayich, Lam Nim Shul Divrei Torah Ki Yerech, Loi Meloch Ma Yerech Beseiser Ab Divrei Torah Beseiser. Just like a person's thigh is covered up, or at least it should be covered up, with pants or whatever person's wearing, so too Divrei Torah should be covered up. And what does it mean, covered up? Says Rashi that people should not go learn out in the open, but they should learn in the Besmedesh, because it's not good for Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah should be Betzina. If you look at the Rashi, yes?
Didn't we have elsewhere that they would learn out in the fields because the open air would be good for learning? It's associated with that idea that they would learn outside. Why are they learning inside? I thought they would gather in the fields to learn.
As well as when it came the Shabbos Kala, which was right before the Yom Tovim, when everybody came up to hear the Shiurim, was also outside. That's because, on my question, not on your question, but my question is because there wasn't enough room in any of the Bata Midrashim, because huge crowds came to hear the Gedoy Drushes, and since they couldn't hear them because there was no loudspeaker, especially on Shabbos, that's why you had those Amoraim with those powerful voices that would travel and they'd be able to hear it better. As far as you're concerned about going out, yes, we had such a Gemara not too long ago, that if a person wants to, the Gemara was talking about, in fact, on Sukkis, that to go and chazer the Gemara, you can chazer within the Sukkah, but if you want to go and expand your thought and go be mechadish and be mechar, if you want to go really sharpen your wits, you might sometimes go out and that fresh air might help you. But we're talking in general, normal, regular learning, as opposed to now expanding and expounding and being mechadish, but to go over the learning and to hear the shiurim of the learning, the best thing is to have it ba'atzneah. So you look at Rashi, Chamuki Rechayich, the second Chamuki Rechayich, there are two of them, Chamuki Rechayich ha-nestorim k'yerach she-kobed ha-toyra b'tzina. Kobed ha-toyra is when it's enclosed. Ulo liyois yoyshe b'shoyna b'goy b'shalir. Not to go and learn at the top of the mountain, or the top of the city, for lishnais v'talmida b'shuk, k'dom b'mayit katan, to have atzloch and learning, it's better to be b'tzina, atzneah lechas and mechem lekech. We're going to talk about this atzneah in greater detail as we go through. So getting back to Tanuribe, Onan might say Khamuki Rachalam Dimshalu, the return Kierach Limaloch, just to go and tell you. And by the way, where does it say anywhere the Chamukir Rechaich is referring to the Torah? I know that Yerach is Yerach HaMizbeach. What's also the theme of the Torah? So the earlier Rashi that we skipped says that the Yerach that we're talking about is Keluchos. It's like the Luchos that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave. Shoyim me'avonim toivois kimoy nezem zohov v'choli kesem ma'ase yidei omon v'haluchos ma'ase l'kim heim. So what Rashi is telling us is, as we learn back on the Omer Aleph, the Chamuki Rechayach Kimoy Chaloyim. Chaloyim means like jewelry. It's beautiful stones. And so therefore, the Yerechayach, the Yerach that we're talking about, is the Luchos that were also made out of stones, made out of sapphire stone. And therefore, that's why it's considered to be like jewelry. And it's Masi de Oman, because the Luchos were created by Hashem Yisbarach. So back to the Gemara, therefore, Chamuki Rechayach is referring to the Torah, and it's got to be Chamuke, covered over, just like we said in the Amar Aleph. Chamuke means that it's Beseser, that it's covered over. Ma Yerach, Beseser, Vitoria, Beseser. By the Amar Blos, my citizen, the Posse, Kigan, Chodom, Matoy, Mashem, Dorish, Mincho, Kimasoy, Mishvad, Vahabas, Chesed, Vatznea, Leches, Im, Elikech. A very famous Posse in Micha, we laid it on the Haftorah of Parshas Balak. Anyway, so it says, Ekodesh Baruch Hu asks, Asois Mishpat, Ahavas Chesed, and Hatzniah Lechet. So, Timon. Asois Mishpat Zihadin, Asois Mishpat is to go and do the din. In other words, to go and do justice, dispense justice. Ahavas Chesed is Gimidas Chasod. Hatzniah Lechet, Zimalekecha, Zu Haitzu Asameis, Vachnosis Kalo Lechupa. So what does that mean? It means the Haitzu Asameis, which might be a form of din, unfortunately, or it could be that it's also part of the Havas Chesed, the Gemidas Chesodim. So one's taking out a mess and one's being Machnes Kal L'Chuppa. Those two things are usually things that have a public arena, public spectacle about them, Nebuch Alavaya or Baruch Hashem going to a Chasana. While the Dvorim Kal V'Choymen, Ma Dvorim Shedark and Lasis B'Fahesia, these two things are normally things that are done out in the public. People know about Nebuch that someone passed away, or Baruch Hashem someone's getting married. Amr Taira, Hatznei Alechas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says about these two, Hatznei Alechas Im Lekecha, you do it in a quiet manner.
How can you do this?
We'll talk about that in a moment. Edvarim Shedarka, Vasoysim Etzina Alechas Kama Vekama, things that you do typically, but Sina, what is that? Giving tzedakah for a poor person, Alechas Kama Vekama, you should make sure not to do B'Fahesi. Now what does that mean? You shouldn't have public levayis, you shouldn't have public chasanas, do it b'tzina vos meintes. So Rashi seems to say to go and tame it down a little bit. If you look at Rashi, Hoitzuas Ameis Vachnosis Kala, it's about two or three lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. Tichsib behu leches. Now how do I know this is referring to Hoitzuas Ameis Vachnosis Kala? Because it says Hatzneah leches imalekech. And it says in the Pasuk, Toiv leleches el beis evel, mi leches el beis mishte. Ah, so leches has a connotation of beis evel and beis mishte, which means, of course, Haitzuah Sameis, and beis mishte is a chasid. is Afsham, even there Tzarech Hetzneya. Now, how is the Hetzneya? Now, our gears in the Rashi is Lisoid B'midana, to have a Suda in a nice fashion. But that wouldn't refer at all to the Beis Eivel. In the Beis Eivel, we're talking about the Hoytzua Sames. So, the Aleph, the Ranjbol, changes the word Lisoid to the word Lispoid B'midana, that the Maspid should do it in a nice way. Lismoyach, and by the Chasana B'midana. And one should not engage in frivolous behavior. So presumably what Rashi means, number one, don't go on for hours and hours, as well as don't exaggerate, as well as it should be a moment of seriousness. Unfortunately, if you've been to many levayas, you find that some of them, the speakers speak a little bit too long, not b'midanot. Sometimes they go and speak frivolously, and sometimes, unfortunately, there's even laughter in the audience, that people are smiling and they're happy. So I would think that that's what Rashi means, this for me to know. Do it in a very nice, refined way. When you're a chassid, also me to know. This is, of course, my own personal, perv or whatever, that the decibel level of some chassid is just maddening. You have to have three ear stoppers and it still doesn't do the right job. It could be me to know, it doesn't have to be. Okay, I'm not being critical of anybody or anything. It should be in a very refined, dignified way, and that's presumably what Rashi means here with the tznius. But there's another pshat. What happens if a person has been asked, he's been solicited to go and contribute towards Nebuch Alavaya for a poor person, or for a chasana, for a kal and a chosid who are poor? Yasu Tzina, he should do it quietly. In other words, it shouldn't say on the chasana invitations, this chasana has been paid for by Mr. Yankel Smith. Do it in a quiet manner. And you don't have, nobody has to know about it. In other words, even though people, there's a Chavra Kadisha, they're the caterers and everything, they shouldn't spread the word and say, yeah, Yankel Smith paid for it. Keep it quiet. So the same thing is, next Rashi. Nobody has to know about it. There's no Chavra Kadisha here, and there are no caterers and hosts over here. Nobody has to know. And therefore, keep it quiet. Somebody knows who paid $10,000 for the plot. This person doesn't have a penny. Oh, you didn't hear? Yankel Smith here. Everything needs tzniyus. Do it in a refined, modest, quiet way without publicity. And the same thing applies to Divrei Torah. It should be done in a quiet way. So, going and getting back to our Gemara. The person who gives tzedakah is even greater than bringing a carbon. Shnemer, I say tzedakah mishpat nivchal Hashem mizevach. The person who does tzedakah mishpat, that is chosen by Kodesh Baruch. It's more choice to Hashem than bringing a zevach. And Rashi, to make the point, Rashi says every one of the kabbalists, he lists four of them. Right before the wide lines, nifkal Hashem bizevach. How come a chlal zevach? Achatos, mitan oshen, mitan oyla, and ishlam and kulam. All these kabbalas zevach. Every conceivable kabbalah. Okay, there are more than these, but that's the roiv rubam of all the kabbalas. Doing tzedakah is greater than those kabbalas. The emor blot gituyim gimis chasodim yaisim and tzedakah. Doing chesed is more than tzedakah. Tzedakah, of course, is a subset of chesed, and the Gemara is going to tell us in which respect is chesed even broader than tzedakah. We'll see that momentarily. Shenema, first we have a pasuk, zero lechem letzedakah, the kitzru lefi chesed. What's the difference between the first half of the pasuk and the second half? The zriya, of course, is the planting, which you do during the planting season, like in September. The kitzru is the harvesting, which you do later on, like in March or April. So, the zera, the planting, is like tzedakah. The harvesting is like chesed. What does that mean? In modem zereya, when the person plants in September, does he know how successful the crop is going to be? Suffik oichel, suffik einochel. He has no idea. Chas v'sholem, during the season, you never know. There might be a drought. There might be a fafleitzung. There might be a storm wind that's going to rip out all the crops. Who knows what's going to happen? It's all suffik. That's like tzedakah. However, when it comes to the time of koitzer, once you're harvesting, you know what you're harvesting. It might be a small harvest, but whatever you're going to harvest, vadei oichel, you're certainly going to get your reward for the harvest. You might have put in days and weeks in planting and get no reward for that if, unfortunately, it's spoiled. But the harvest, if it takes you a day or two or a week, that you're certainly going to get your reward by cutting and using whatever you've been koitzer. The Amr of Loza. Ain tzedakah mishtalemus ella fi chesed shabbat. Rav Loza adds another nekuda that tzedakah gets the full reward according to the amount of chesed that was imbued in that tzedakah. Shnei mezir lechamer tzedakah v'kisul lefi chesed. Now, what does that mean? Fi chesed shabbat. So Rashi says that there are different ways of giving tzedakah. You can just give tzedakah. The poor person calls you on the phone and says, I really need a loan, or I really need money. What can you do? How can you help me? Okay, mister, come over to my house and I'll give you a check. I'll give you some money. That's one way of doing it. And the other way of doing it would be to go to the oni's house and say, I'll be over in 5 minutes. You just wait. I'm coming over. That's, of course, a chesed that you're doing together with tzedakah. But there's another way. If the person says, why do you need tzedakah? I'm hungry. No, but I'll be right over. And you bring him fresh challis. You bring him a fresh sandwich. You bring a ganza suda. So now he doesn't have to go and take the money and go to the store and buy and bake and cook. You've brought him the... That's a tremendous chesed. So let's look at the Rashi. Elefi gemilas chasonim shabbat. It's the second wide line down below. Elefi gemilas chasonim shabbat. Hanasin liyat tzedakah. The money, of course, that you give, that's the tzedakah. Va'atoyrach. That you do. Amatriach. The tirchad. That's the chesed. Keep going. You bring the money to the poor person's house. So he shouldn't go to the expense and the tirch of having to go and beg. You bring a fetig, a challah, a bread. Or you beg a little bite. You heard that Nebuchadnezzar needs a coat. He can't go out. He's freezing outside. You buy him the coat to go and wear. You give him money at the time when the price is right. The Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of tzvua in the marketplace, and because of that, there's no shortage, and therefore the prices have gone down. So, because if the prices have gone up, because there's a shortage, he's not going to go and spend a lot of money because it's so expensive. He's going to spend the money in small increments, and unfortunately he's going to lose his money, now that he's not going to get the full benefit. But if he gives him the money at the time that, Baruch Hashem, there's plenty to go around, then he won't have to waste his funds. So the Gemilas Chesed is that you're thinking, how can I increase the impact of this tzedakah? Then it shouldn't just be charity, but I'm matriach, that it should be chesed. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Kitzur levi chesed, the ktsir over is referring to the harvest of the reward that I'm going to get is going to be lefi the chesed. Continue in the next Rashi. Zero lechamet tzedakah, hatzedaki hazria. That's the primary thing that you're zaria, that you are planting. Kidei liktsar, so that ultimately you're going to be kosher, you're going to harvest the kabel schar to get the reward for your efforts. The kitzur lefi chesed, shetekablu schar lefi achesed sheba. The schar that you're going to get, meaning what's going to be the benefit of the harvest, the amount of tircha that you put in. If you're just one of these lazy workers and you just throw haphazardly the seeds on the ground, okay, then who knows what the harvest is going to look like. But if you're matriach and you put the fertilizer and you cover it over afterwards with the earth and then you water it and feed that tircha, that's the chesed, kitzum v'chasta, that's where you're going to get your reward from that extra tircha. Back to the Gemara. Tan Rabbah, beginning of the line. Rishloish Edvarim Gadoi L'Gimins Chesed Yisun Etzedakah. Gimins Chesed has three advantages over just tzedakah. Number one, tzedakah is your money. Tzedakah, of course, is your money. Kemilas chasana ben begufoy ben b'mamayne. Kemilas chesed is begufoy, that person matriach to do something, and also ben b'mamayne. So now you're wondering, b'mamayne, that's tzedakah. What's the kemilas chesed in b'mamayne? Says Rashi, for instance, that instead of giving him charity, you give him a loan, and you tell him you can, generous terms, you can pay back in 20 years, $2 a year, you go, no problem. So that's a kemilas chesed, and you're doing it with your money. Or Rashi says, could also be with his kelim. He says, yeah, I can lend you my kli, I can lend you my animal, I can lend you my car, take it for a month, bring it back. So it's chesed b'mayne. Tzedakah, so that's one difference. Tzedakah l'aniyim, gibilas chesed ben aniyim ben asher. You can do a chesed for an asher too. An asher sometimes needs a loan, so it's not tzedakah. He's Baruch Hashem a wealthy individual. He gave a short term loan. It's a chesed, or other types of chesed. Tzedakah is l'chaim. Tzedakah you only give for a levedikah, gibilas chesed ben l'chaim ben l'meisim. That's the gibilas chesed shalemes that you're not going to get repaid by the mess because there's no one to send you a check after he is buried. Person who does tzedakah of mishpat, it's as if he filled up the whole world. So you're going to go and tell me, well, anybody who wants to chop this mitzvah, let him jump and chop a mitzvah of tzedakah, and he's going to go and bring chesed to the world. Not everybody will be zocha to be kofetz, to be kofetz barosh, and to jump up and to the chesed. You have to have some merit in advance to be able to go and give that tzedakah. Says Yimar Yochel Af Yerishmaim. Okay, I would think that Yerishmaim, maybe he won't get the possibility of doing tzedakah and chesed. Tamaloymer v'chesed Hashem may oylem liad oylem al yireh. For those of the Yerishmaim, Kodesh Baruch will give them opportunities to do chesed and to help out others. Amar Koma Bar Papa Kolam Shiesh Olav Chaim Biyaduah Shehu Yerishmaim. Person that has chaim, people know that he's Yerishmaim. Shneim chesed Hashem yoylem liad oylem al yireh. So the Gemara is darshing the word chesed over here, like the word chen, in particular grace, the grace that a person has. Oh, he has special grace when you look at him as a special chen, a special chesed. The Yom Rablozer might have said the pasuk, "Pi a pasuk chachmon tzayis chesed al lishoyna." This lashon teiras chesed al lishoyna is a strange lashon. What does that mean? Teiras chesed. Now, what does that mean? Because when a person does a chesed, presumably he's doing it totally lishma, lishame to do the other person a chesed. He sees the other person unfortunately needs something, and he's providing that thing, and he's doing it lishma. It's going to cost me if I'm going to go and give him a 20-year loan at zero interest, $2 a year. That's a loss. Or I'm going to give him my car for a month. Who knows what it's going to look like at the end? But I'm doing a lishma because I want to do a chesed. So therefore, the traditional chesed is when you're learning Torah lishma, not for the sake of a reward, but you're doing it to lishma. That's the traditional chesed. If a person wants a reward, that's the Torah shenishul chesed. Ikriyami, Torah lamdazi, Torah shel chesed. Person who learns on the with the hope and expectation to be able to not only to learn but also to teach Torah, that's the traditional chesed, because you're not just keeping it for yourself, you're sharing it with others. Shaloi lamamda, but if you say no, I am going to keep it myself. Torah she'ena shel chesed. Therefore, it's important to have a Torah chesed al lishayim. Have a good day, Rabbi. Say any questions?
Yeah.
Yes. Reb Ruben, what's master? Ruben Alaydi.